The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's begin with this one from Real Simple, Five Perspectives on Benefits with Friends. Deep platonic bonds are fundamental to our social lives, obviously, but also our growth and health. So number one, fill your heart and better your health. I met one of my closest friends, Linda, at work 20 years ago. Deep friendships can help cushion difficulties and remind us we aren't alone with our problems. Research suggests that friends are essential to our health, just like exercise, eating well, and getting enough sleep. The benefits include reduced heart rate and lower risks of diabetes and depression. It's a great comfort knowing that Linda is always there and keeping me healthy, too. And that was Irene S. Levine, Ph.D., psychologist and creator of The Friendship Blog. Second perspective, consider how friends fit into your life story. When a friend asked me to write the obituary for his father, George, his family told me, "You have to talk about George's friend, Lenny." As I began writing, it became evident that much of George's life was defined by his lifelong best friendship, and his obituary would have been incomplete without a mention of Lenny. Since then, I've always asked families, what was it like to be this person's friend? Their answers open another dimension to their memories. It inspired me to tell the people in my life how important they are to me. I want them to hear it from me now, not read about it in the newspaper. And that was Kitty Sheehan, co-founder of The Healing Obituary, a writing service and training company. The third perspective, verbalize your commitment. People tend to think of friendships as being easy all the time, but you have to continually opt in to get the most out of it. Since there's nothing that legally or culturally binds platonic friends, the two of you must decide how to navigate big shifts like moving, marriage, and children. Something as simple as saying, "I recognize that our routine is about to change, and I don't want it to create any distance between us," is huge and can deepen friendships. And that was Aminatou Sow, co-author of Big Friendship, How We Keep Each Other Close. And that last name, S-O-W. Fourth perspective, dare to be vulnerable. When I was a teenager, I started flying planes for an air service and heard of another young man, Larry, doing the same thing 14 miles away. Our paths finally crossed at a party, and we formed a sibling-like friendship that's lasted more than 60 years. 2 decades ago, Larry's wife called to say he was undergoing heart surgery. The pain of knowing that my wingman was down was unbearable. I was so grateful when he woke up from surgery that I bent down and kissed him on the forehead. And that was Mike Trahan, retired airline pilot in Argyle, Texas. And the fifth and last perspective, learn how to fight and make up. 8 years after I met my friend Erica, we founded an e-commerce site together. People like to say friends and business don't mix, but we acknowledged our fears and practiced having arguments. If you're considering a business partnership with a friend, first plan a complicated vacation, or as someone suggested, go whitewater rafting together. That way you'll know how the other reacts when things go awry. If you both struggle to communicate when the stakes are low, that's a sign that a professional relationship isn't in the cards. And that was Claire Mazur, co-host of the podcast A Thing or Two. From Good Housekeeping, 7 pelvic pains you should never ignore. Knowing what's normal and what's not can help you do what it takes to feel better. There's a lot going on in the area between your navel and your privates, and as a result, many different things can cause pain there. In one study, 20% of the participants, who were women between ages 30 and 64, reported experiencing pelvic pain in their pelvic region, a general term for the lower abdominal area. And pinpointing the cause of the ouch and finding the right treatment can be difficult. Endometriosis is a prime example. An estimated 10% of women suffer from the painful condition, yet it takes an average of 8 to 12 years to receive that diagnosis. Why is pelvic pain so mysterious? Your bladder, parts of your intestine, and your rectum all sit in your pelvic cavity. In addition to reproductive organs and various muscles, points out Kiara King, MD, a board-certified OBGYN in Chicago. Any of these could be the site of the pain, and some causes can't be seen on imaging or in lab work. That's why patients have to be their own best advocates when it comes to pelvic pain, says Sherry Ross, MD, an OBGYN and the author of She-ology, She-ology. Her last name, Ross, R-O-S-S. The symptoms here are some of the most common among women. Let your doctor know if you experience any so they can diagnose and treat the condition causing your discomfort. If your reproductive organs check out, see a gastroenterologist, a urologist, or another specialist, suggests Dr. King, so you can keep sleuthing until you get the relief you need. Pain while peeing. It's likely a urinary tract infection, or UTI. If you experience a burning sensation when you pee and feel the urge to go often, you probably have a UTI in your bladder. People with vaginas are prone to UTIs because their urethras are much shorter than those of people with penises, making it easier for infection-causing bacteria to get in and wreak havoc, says Karen S. Ilber, MD, a board-certified urologist with a subspecialty in female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery at Cedars-Sinai. Antibiotics are usually effective in killing off the bacteria, but if the pain worsens or you have fever or nausea, see a doctor ASAP because the infection may have spread to your kidneys. Second one, intense abdominal pain. It may well be endometriosis. If you are sidelined by severe cramping deep in your abdomen, endometriosis is a possibility. The condition occurs when tissue, similar to the uterine lining, grows outside the uterus, explains Iris Karen Orbuck, MD, a fellowship-trained endometriosis excision surgeon and the author of Beating Endo. Her last name, O-R-B-U-C-H. The pain can flare at any time of the month, and because endometrial-like tissue can be found on any organ, symptoms may range from GI issues and heavy periods to back pain and fatigue. Treatment often includes meds or surgery. Third one, bladder discomfort. It could be interstitial cystitis. This occurs when the bladder's lining is irritated, so you might feel the urge to pee, but little urine might come out. You might also experience pain or pressure in your bladder. Unlike a UTI, this condition tends to be chronic rather than acute. No single treatment works for everyone, but your best bet is to see a urologist or urogynecologist who can explain your options. Sharp pain on one side sounds like a possible ovarian cyst. When fluid collects on or within an ovary, it can form a cyst. If a cyst becomes large or ruptures, that can be painful. It may get worse when you lie flat, says Dr. Ross. Once imaging confirms a cyst, your doctor may suggest a watch-and-wait approach or surgical removal. The characteristics of the cyst, the age of the person, and the symptoms will determine the best course of action, says Dr. King. For recurrent cysts that form after ovulation, you may be prescribed hormonal contraceptives, she adds. Pelvic pressure and painful periods. Maybe it's fibroids. Many women develop these non-cancerous growths in the uterus. They can cause pain when they put pressure on nearby organs or start to degenerate. A degenerating fibroid is one that has outgrown its blood supply, explains Dr. King. Without adequate blood supply, the tissue dies, which can lead to pain, she says. On top of discomfort, fibroids can cause constipation, urination problems, and heavy or long-lasting periods. The location, size, and number of your fibroids will affect your symptoms, as well as the treatment your doctor advises, such as medications or a surgical procedure. Discomfort and unusual discharge. Consider pelvic inflammatory disease, or PID. If bacteria gain access to the inside of your uterus, the fallopian tubes, or ovaries, that can lead to pelvic inflammatory disease. Says Dr. King, which can present with pelvic pain, discomfort, discharge, cramping, and a positive STD screen. Though it's possible to have PID due to bacteria not related to a sexually transmitted infection, your doctor will likely prescribe antibiotics to prevent the infection from spreading. And last, pain during sex. This could be any number of things. Painful intercourse or dyspareunia is something that up to an estimated one-third of women face in their lifetimes, research shows. Unfortunately, all the conditions on this list, as well as vaginismus or involuntary spasms, an STD, a lack of vaginal estrogen, and psychological concerns, all of those can make sex hurt. The good news, there's usually a remedy for those problems, says Dr. King, though it takes a bit of detective work. People are often ashamed to admit when sex is painful, she says, but that's part of people's health and well-being. If you have a pain, get checked out. From Good Housekeeping, fall into great books. Brew a cup of something cozy and cuddle up with three new novels that are perfect for sweater weather, whether you prefer scary, thoughtful, or feel-good reads. First, the feel-good read, Our Missing Hearts by Celeste Ng, N-G. Bird Gardner, 12, has stayed strictly under the radar since his mother, a political poet, left their family when he was 9. He knows better than to ask questions about what happened to her after she became persona non grata under the censorship rules that made even a whisper of anti-American sentiment a crime. Libraries and schools have been forced to remove all books that could be seen as critical of American culture, and even rumors of criticism, even by those of Asian descent, have led to children's being removed from their parents and sent to new families with no contact allowed. But when Bird gets an anonymous letter containing only a mysterious drawing, he sets off on a quest to discover its meaning. In the process, he finds a network of librarians and others willing to risk anything to find the missing children and reunite the families torn asunder by state-sanctioned hatred. This is a haunting, lyrical look at the power of love, art, and banding together to work toward change. It's a heartwarming, fast-paced read that will challenge you to think more deeply about our responsibilities to one another and society's most vulnerable. Next one is a thriller, River Woman, River Demon, by Jennifer Givhan, G-I-V-H-A-N. Artist and Bruja Eva Santos Moon has already been suffering from disorienting blackouts and terrifying hallucinations when her husband is arrested for the murder of their best friend. The circumstances of the woman's death bear eerie similarities to those of a death Eva witnessed as a teen, throwing suspicion on her. As she struggles to understand her fragmented memory and clear both their names, the ghosts of her past return, and not peacefully. Eva must call upon all her powers to protect her family in this spine-tingling crime thriller. And a drama called Best of Friends by Camilla Shamsie, S-H-A-M-S-I-E. Growing up together in Pakistan, Maryam and Zahra are nearly polar opposites. To keep the peace, they avoid confronting their differences, even after a frightening incident one night threatens to derail both girls' futures. Decades later, each has carved out her own path in London society when their shared past comes home to roost. Taking many hairpin turns, this poignant story asks whether we can be friends with someone who doesn't share our values, and what happens when we're forced to choose between friendship and principles. From Real Simple, Embrace Your Fireplace. Interior designer Jarrett Yoshida shares a few tips to make an awkward corner hearth look warm, welcoming, and stylish. The question from a reader, we just bought a house, and the living room is a struggle to design because there's a corner fireplace that cuts into the room. How do I make this work? And his answer, first, Don't hide it, amplify it. Wallpaper or paint the angled wall so the fireplace stands out against it. A faux stone design or dark hue will create a dramatic backdrop. And they're showing gray paint, which is actually a paint color name, Benjamin Moore color. And it's a fairly dark gray, not into the charcoal range, but very close to it. Second, adjust the floor plan. Instead of having your seating face the hearth, as is typical, position furniture toward the other walls. Use a rug to outline a gathering zone, with at least the front legs of your sofa and chairs resting on it. To buy, it's the Bonner Sand Drury Area Rug they're showing, from $103 at allmodern.com, allmodern.com. Then find movable furniture. Choose pieces with adjustable bases, like swivel chairs, so guests can turn towards the fire when it's lit, or the center of the room when it isn't. To buy, they're showing the Velvet Stella Upholstered Swivel Chair, $450 at World Market. And four, set the scene. Dress up your fireplace and give it year-round appeal by hanging a large mirror or piece of art above it. They're showing a painting called French Port from $29 at juniperprintshop.com, juniperprintshop.com. From Woman's Day, Life Lessons by Steve Leder. As Woman's Day's new rabbi in residence, I'll share some ancient and universal Jewish wisdom that I hope will help everyone lead a more beautiful life. To be human is to love and be loved, but it is also hurt and be hurt. This is the time of year when Jews enter the High Holy Days, which include Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a sacred season to seek forgiveness from those we have wronged. The great Rabbi Moses Maimonides distilled it down to the four steps below. Go through them with sincerity, and the result is forgiveness. The completion of these steps is called complete return, for it is true regret, real change, and the forgiveness that follows that real change and the forgiveness that follows that bring us back into the arms and hearts of the ones we love. First, stop. Stop whatever you're doing that might be hurting someone else. If you are losing your temper with others, stop. If you text and drive, stop. If you gossip, stop. Number two, feel. Feel the sadness that comes from being less than your best self. Be sorry for the hurt and the harm you caused. Do not avoid the pain of guilt. Feel it. Verbalize. This doesn't have to be done at a synagogue, church, or mosque, but it has to be done. If you are a person of faith, talk to God out loud about your regret. But in every case, go to the person you hurt and speak those three most difficult words, "I was wrong." Say it to your friend, your spouse, your kids, your parents, or anyone you have hurt. Saying "I was wrong" out loud is fully owning your mistake. Often that changes everything. And four, plan. Ensure that the mistake won't happen again. If your angry words have wounded a loved one's heart, pay a self-imposed fine to charity. Do the same every time you gossip or say something unkind until you rid yourself of cruel speech. Get into treatment for an addiction or seek therapy for your family dysfunction. Whatever your sin, make a plan not to repeat it. Rabbi Steve Leder is the author of a new book, For You When I Am Gone. His last name is spelled L-E-D-E-R. And from Good Housekeeping, fish and chips, their five-ingredient dinner. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time is 20, and it serves four. We need egg whites. Heat air fryer to 400 degrees. In a shallow bowl, beat 2 large egg whites and 1 tablespoon water. Crush 2 5-ounce packages of salt and vinegar potato chips. You should have about 4 cups. And then place in a second shallow bowl. Cut 1.5 pounds of cod fillets or hake, H-A-K-E fillets, into 3-inch pieces. Dip fish into the egg whites. letting excess drip off, then into the crushed chips, pressing gently to help them adhere. Spray air fryer basket with olive oil, arrange fish in the basket, and air fry until fish is golden brown and opaque throughout 10 minutes. Meanwhile, in a bowl, microwave 16 ounces, that's a pound, of frozen peas, which have been thawed, on medium for 2 minutes. Toss with 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon oil, and a half teaspoon each salt and pepper, then mash. Serve with the fish. If you don't have an air fryer, heat oven to 450, coat fish as directed, transfer to a large rimmed baking sheet, rubbed with 1 tablespoon oil. Roast until fish is golden brown and opaque throughout 10 to 12 minutes. From Real Simple, chili con chowder, chili corn chowder. Active and total time are both 30 minutes. It serves 4. Says it's quick cooking, freezable, make ahead, 1 pot, vegetarian and gluten-free. We need 1/4 cup or half of a stick unsalted butter, divided, 10-ounce Yukon Gold potatoes, peeled and chopped, about 1.5 cups, 1 medium yellow onion chopped, about 1.5 cups, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, divided, 5 cups fresh sweet corn kernels from 6 ears, 3 5-ounce cans hot diced green chilies, such as Hatch, undrained, 4 cups unsalted vegetable stock, 1 cup half and half, 2 ounces cotija cheese crumbled, about a half cup, and 2 tablespoons thinly sliced fresh chives. Melt 2 tablespoons butter in a large pot over medium. Add potatoes, onion, and a half teaspoon salt. Cook, stirring occasionally until vegetables start to soften, about 3 minutes. Add corn and chilies. Cook, stirring for 2 minutes. Add stock. Bring to a boil over high. Reduce heat to medium-low and simmer, stirring occasionally, until potatoes and corn are tender, about 8 minutes. Remove pot from heat. Blend with an immersion blender until partially pureed, 8 to 10 pulses. Alternatively, transfer 3 cups to a blender. Blend until smooth, about 30 seconds. Return to pot. Stir in half and half and remaining 2 tablespoons butter and half teaspoon salt. Divide chowder between 4 bowls and top with cheese and chives. From Good Housekeeping, chocolate candy pretzel tart. This is something different for fall. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time is 30 plus chill time. 5 ounces, about 4 cups, plus 1/4 cup, mini salted pretzels, divided. 5 graham crackers, 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter, melted. 1 cup heavy cream. 8 ounce bittersweet chocolate, finely chopped. 6 fun-size candy bars, such as Twix, Snickers, Kit Kat, cut into pieces. 3 tablespoons M&Ms and flaky salt for serving. Heat oven to 375. In the food processor, pulse 5 ounces of pretzels along with graham crackers into fine crumbs. Add melted butter and pulse to combine. Transfer mixture to a 9-inch tart pan with removable bottom and press evenly into the bottom and up the sides. Bake until set and nutty smelling, 8 to 10 minutes. Let cool. Meanwhile, heat cream in small saucepan on medium, whisking occasionally until just bubbling at the edges. Place chopped chocolate in medium bowl and pour hot heavy cream on top. Let sit 5 minutes. Whisk until melted and smooth, then pour into the cooled tart shell. Refrigerate 10 minutes, then top with candy, remaining 1/4 cup pretzels, and a pinch of flaky salt. Refrigerate until set, at least 2 hours. And it says it serves 8. I guess it depends on how much of a sweet tooth those people have. From Real Simple, an antipasto salad. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and it serves 4. 2 1/4 cups cantaloupe cubes. 1 1/2 cups sliced English cucumber from 1 cucumber. 2 heads of little gem lettuce, trimmed and leaves separated, 2 tablespoons olive oil, plus more for serving, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice from a lemon, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper to taste, 4 ounces sliced prosciutto, 1/2 cup roughly chopped Castelvetrano olives, 1/4 cup salted pistachios, roughly chopped, 2 4-ounce balls burrata cheese, drained, balsamic vinegar, and flaky sea salt for serving. Place cantaloupe, cucumber, and lettuce in a large bowl. Add oil, lemon juice, kosher salt, and pepper. Toss to coat. Transfer to a platter. Top salad with prosciutto. Sprinkle with olives and pistachios. Cut or tear cheese into a few pieces and nestle in the salad. Drizzle generously with flaky sea salt and more pepper. Another salad. BLT salad. Active time 20 minutes, total time's 40, and it serves 4. We need 8 thick-cut slices of bacon, 3 cups torn artisanal or sourdough bread, from about 4 ounces of bread, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 4 large eggs, 3 ounces blue cheese crumbled, about 3/4 cup, 1/4 cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup buttermilk, 2 teaspoons freshly ground black pepper, plus more for serving, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh chives, plus more for serving, 1 5-ounce package baby spinach, 2 large tomatoes, about 1 pound total, coarsely chopped, and flaky sea salt for serving. Preheat oven to 400 with racks in the top and lower third positions. Line a large rimmed baking sheet with aluminum foil. Place bacon on the baking sheet in a single layer. Place bread cubes on a separate large rimmed baking sheet. Add oil and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, tossing with bread to combine. Place bacon on top rack and bread cubes on the lower rack of the oven. Bake croutons until golden, 10 to 12 minutes. Continue to bake bacon until crisp, 10 to 12 minutes more. Meanwhile, then transfer bacon to a towel-lined plate. Meanwhile, bring a medium pot of water to a boil. Carefully lower eggs into the water. Reduce heat to medium-low and simmer for 9 minutes. Transfer eggs to a bowl of ice water and let stand 5 to 10 minutes. Process cheese, mayo, buttermilk, 1 tablespoon water, pepper, and remaining 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt in a food processor or blender till smooth, about 45 seconds. Transfer to a bowl and stir in chives. Peel eggs and halve lengthwise. Chop bacon into bite-sized pieces. Arrange spinach on a platter. Top with tomatoes, eggs, bacon, and croutons. Top tomatoes and eggs with flaky sea salt, pepper, and chives. Serve with blue cheese dressing. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.